Okay, so I just want to take a look at the point three on the Beis Yosef. I'm not sure the Beis Yosef, Adam's in the Beis Yosef yet, but they're not overwhelming points. So, I mean, the basic point I'm starting from is not overwhelming. Okay, so there's a fascinating point over here in the Beis Yosef brings a Shiloh. Does Tafel work for Bracha Achrona? Kassel Kalba Tzarech Iyun Behodim Min in the Baruch Al Iker Pertes Atvela Mi Bracha Shel Fanea and Pertes Gal Mi Bracha Shel Achrea Akan Lashrona. So the Kalba is Mesupik. Does the Din of Tafel, does it work for Bracha Achrona? Zakta Beis Yosef Veli Nira Dabar Poshet the Kashem Shel Pertes Mi Bracha Shel Fanea. So the Beis Yosef says, it's posh up in me that it does. And that's everybody assumes. So the Dark Moshe throws in that he agrees with the Beis Yosef. Now, so a few things over here in this Beis Yosef. When we learn the sugya pattering other foods, Rapapa's din, that the Rambam Machmas Asuda. So we mentioned then that then of Iker and Tafel, or is this a whole new Yisoid that passes Poiter? The same way that the Gemara has, the Gemara brings that Rosh Hashanah has this din that passes Poiter Kol Minei Michael and Yain is Poiter Kol Minei Mashkin. So the Rekia says, pass Poiter Kol Minei Michael, Yain Poiter Kol Minei Mashkin. Which that, the Gemara says, is even in the case where it's not a tafel, it's even, it's not a malapis, it's not a tafel, and it's even the dessert, and it's everything, the same way Yayin Pat is everything. Right? So, but we don't pass him like him. So, Lechara, that did is not a din ikar and tafel, Lechara. So, but we're saying it's a din ikar and tafel. Or no, could we agree to the concept that we're masking the pass, that the path is pass, is pointer, other things? Is not the dinner of Iker and Tafel. It's a special dinner pass. The Shabbos, how far you take that dinner pass? That's what we mentioned then. So he said, according to Rashi, the dinner of Malapis, clearly it's a dinner of Iker and Tafel. And Tosis, which also used Lashonos of Malapis, it's also a dinner of Iker and Tafel. The Shaila was, when we saw the Rabbeinu Yarno, or we saw the Rush, or the Rambam, and someone says, Ruggle to come to Chasuda. Which Lachara, it's not saying the pass is more chashiv or less chashiv. It's because Rogel they have a teichasuda. So it's a new din that the bracha of pass when Chazal were conveying the bracha of a mitzi, they meant everything in the meal. That's not the regular mikra and tafel. So it's not the regular mikra and tafel. So what's the basis of this raya? We're clearing a shayla in mikra and tafel. Does it work for bracha achrona? So I got a raya because you see what Papa says. You don't need a bracha achrona. So clearly, the Beis Yosef is learning that the din of pass poiter, that which pass is poiter, the foods which come from a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona, that's a din in Iker and Tafel. Let's take it a step further, right? So far, making sense, right?
As opposed to what? It's just like a separate din.
I suppose a separate din. He can't prove a din in Iker and Tafel from a sugya not a din in Iker and Tafel, right? He's clearing a shana hilchos Iker and Tafel. He's being a raya from a sugya which is not Iker and Tafel. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, he learns that this is Iker and Tafel.
But is the raya in this? Tell me that in a case where Mara Prasheme was patched by something else, how would that Keturah would continue all the way through? So just like it works, if person is a new din, it's passed later because it's part of the meal or because it's Iker or whatever it's going to use. We see you still don't make a bracha achrona because it's included in that original bracha of passer.
No, it's a different din, right? So let's take it a step further. So Papa agrees. We're not boy machmas asuda. need a bracha rishana, not a bracha achrayna. So why does he need a bracha rishana? Because it's not a tofel. So why does he not need a bracha achrayna? It's not a tofel. Tells him, you tell him, you do din. The benching part is everything. So what's the basis of his raya from tar, 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 I'm clearing a shayla, maybe Iker and Tofel only path is bracha rishana, not bracha achrayna. I have a raya because you see over here in this din, Rapapa said the path is even bracha achrayna. Shkaya, that's a special din of benching. A haraya, things which are not part of bracha rishana, which are not a Tofel and need a bracha rishana, still are part of bracha achrayna. So how much benching works for everything is not because of din Iker and Tofel, it's because of din of benching. So I'm going to ring a raya that Iker and Tofel, the bracha achrayna works because you see the benching, it works. What's the shayla? Right? So she said the kach. He says I have a raya from the papa's din. So it's a elamai. I mean, I don't have a good answer. I don't have a good answer to the kach, right? But elamai, he's learning that her papa, when he presented these dinim. He's saying, Vaisus is saying different dinim. Their talk is a swore by benching the patters because benching patters. Ebel doesn't patter for Baruch Hashanah, patters Baruch HaKoranah. But that which the word my boy Mach was a suda, patters Baruch Hashanah, Baruch HaKoranah, that's a different din. That's talking about Iker and Tofel. Right? Which is, I mean, how do we know that a Papa meant that in the Sugya? I don't know. But that's the Chabad you say. Okay. But meanwhile, that's clear that the Beis Yosef was learning up in Rapapa's din that the pathers bracha rishona and then bracha achrayna. That's b'yisoido din of Ikron Tofel. It's not a new din. Like see, even though the mashal Rukhiya is saying that pathers everything. Even though you cannot argue it's a Tofel, it pathers. Right? That's Rukhiya's din. Pathers is pater kominei Michael. Why is path pater kominei Michael? Even Tainim and Anovim and Tamorim and Remoinim and, you know, everything was no shaykhs in the past. Because Chazal said the bracha, when you're eating a meal, whatever is part of the meal, it's included in the bracha of the past. Not because the past is deeper, because they're not a tuffle to the past. They're not becoming a tuffle to the past. But it's okay. Good, since there's no right to our sugya. That's a different din. Right? So we don't pass like Rukhiya. And even when her papa is arguing, it's not sure her papa is agreeing to accuse his son, he's just limiting the application. He says, no, that's wrong. That's not true. The more says, plea the Rukhiya's din that pass patters, that Hamoitzi patters, without it being connected to the past, it's not true. It's only because it's connected to the past, and therefore it's considered a tumble to the past. So, Mela, it has to be Bar Machel Hasuda, etc. So, we cleared this to you then. Just want to point out that this Beis Yosef is clearly. Understanding it's along the lines of Iker and Tofel. Obviously, it's unique in the sense that you don't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it with the pas, as opposed to Iker and Tofel. Normally, you have to eat it together. But that being said, but the Maisa, it works along those lines.
Don't we say that the only reason that the bracha is better is because it's mazon, which is food, this is food in the bracha. They also have mashi. That any food during the meal is considered a bracha mazon. In fact, we were saying in the case of the sefer of the shleimah mazasuda, the bracha achrona has nothing to do with the bracha rishena.
That's what I'm saying, but the sefer is not learning like that. I would say he's clearly not learning like that. Okay, I don't know how he knew this. I don't understand the Beis Yosef. Okay. I mean, the Beis Yosef has to hold there's something which is shaykh. It's not tough for the Baruch Hashem, it's a tough for the Baruch Hashem, which is like a whole new thing. And that mele patters. Okay, could be. Okay, number one. Number two, we pass him by, you know, so Tosfos says we don't pass him like Rukhiya by Yayin either. But we point that the Rosh already says no. Lavdavka, you can pass the knowledge of Chia by passing, you can pass the knowledge of Chia by Yayin. Right? That Yayin is Pertekol Meni Mashkim. Now, when that's true, we say Yayin is Pertekol Meni Mashkim, so we said that the Chayarim says, but you have to memayit the gap in the Psak. The same way pass is Pertekol Meni Oichel, Halakhal Mashkim, is only because it's an Iker. It's a kviyas and everything else becomes tofel to it. So yain also only patters because it's an ikur, it's a kviyas, everything else becomes tofel to it. So yayin is part of the kol banim mashkim. In a case where yayin, your kaveya a kaveya on yayin. Which would be, he says, you're drinking multiple cases of it. Interesting, the Biralocha says, in case you have Sudas Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Magen Rambam says it's such a sore that Agav, the Kvias, works for the Pasas, it'll work for the Yayin also. So whether Yayin, even the Chayin will agree that Pasas come in Mashkin, because part of the Suda, there's a Kvias. There's a Kvias Suda, so the Kvias will work for the Yayin, so maybe all the Mashkin will be there. Okay. All right, but the Shabura Paskin know that you don't need that. That Yayin is part of Komeni Mashkin. Yain is part of Komeni Mashkin. With the Moli Lugmav, it has to be a Chila Cheshuva, a Shtia Cheshuva. Moli Lugmav is enough that it's Miyash of Daita, Rabbi Yom Kippur. So it's enough to get, be Mechai of the guy. Of course, it's Meisach, it's something. Cheshivas, we can cut him off for Klai Yisrael for the rest of the Loyal and Boyad. Mestam, it's a Dabra Choshev. So it's enough to say that it's part of Komeni Mashkin. But Mamash Mashu, it doesn't patter. And the Derech Chayv, even a Mashu patters. All right, okay. The Shabura says avoid that situation because it's going to be a suffix. So you don't need a kviyas. So Yayin is pointed to come in and mask him, and that's from the Bracha Rishonim, from the Bracha Achronim. Right? Mr. Brewer had a suffix. Mr. Brewer had a suffix. What about a case where a person drank less than a revius of yayin, and he drank a revius of other drinks? Right? So he said, now we got a problem. You can't say bracha achron on the yayin because we have more cloakers. We showed him what the shear is for bracha achron on the yayin. So you can't say an alagefen because maybe the shear is revius, so you didn't drink a revius. So you're not going to say any bracha achron on the yayin. You drank a revius of other mashkin. They're chayv and a bracha achron of alag. But you can't say ben afoshers because maybe you're really chayv and alagefen, and therefore the correct bracha achron is alagefen. So you can't say brenavoshes, but you can't not say brenavoshes because you drank a shear. So how can you not say a bracha achrona? Right, that was the Mishnah Berurah suffix.
Is this
in
the suffix?
Because there are Mishnah Berurah brings. I mean, there's because we showed him that there's four sheets is what the shear for bracha achrona for yayin is, or for any mashka, either revius or it's only lugmov, or it's. A kazayas, or what's the fourth sheet? What? Kibayim, right. So we're machmer, we don't. So the halacha says you should try and avoid the suffix. So drink either less than a kazayas, or at least less than a mole lugmov, or more than revius. Don't be in the middle, because that's a mess. Right. So, but the fellow did that already. Now, so he can't say bracha achrona on the yayin. So, but you're leaving it with the potential. So he says, Mr. Wilson, you can't make any bracha achrona.
When we say yain for the komeni mashkin, it doesn't mean other liquids are combined
with the yain? Would the other liquids combine to the shear to be able to say a bracha achrona of alagefen? That's your question. Apparently not. Okay. So he says, so what do we do? Memela la yukha la warp and fashas are all the mashkim. Mechim mishum shayin on the yardim la vara halacha yichuy ba yidei zeh la warp and fashas rabbis. So where am I at? We don't know. We say that I don't know. Are you mechim and alagefen or not? I don't know. So I can't let you make a brin of fashas. On the side, you mechim alagefen, brin of fashas, this is the wrong bracha achorna. And the sound that you're not mechivin al gefen, you need to talk in a benefoshes on the mashka, right? So that's the suffix which the Sharetzion presents in Reish Ches of Katanayim. We spoke about this. The Sharetzion in Reish Yud. Right at the beginning, he brought over there that the Magen Rambam says that all foods are mitzaref to kazayas to say a bracha achrona. So the chatzizayis of the min shiva is mitzaref to the non min shiva to say brain of foshes. Even though you cannot be yotze the chiyav of al ha'etz or al ha'michya with the brain of foshes. He yotze the sheet of Knesset Gedola that holds that you could, so we're somewhere on the sheet in that case. Then he says, then he says in the Shavuot Sinas of Katan Dalad, Anamashkam Chutzmi Yayin, Avachatzi Revius Yayin, Vachatzi Revius Sheikhar, Yesh Lainim, and Mitzarfim Lebrin of Foshus. Because the Yesh Sub, I'm not sure you can be Mitzarf. Why? Theoretically, the Jewish should be Mitzarf. According to the Magen Avraham, you can take a half a Kazayas of Mazonus and half a Kazayas of Brin of Foshus foods. You have a kazayis of a biscuit and half a kazayis of cheese. So you have a kazayis, you say brain of foshes. So I have a half a revius of shaker and a half a revius of wine. I should say brain of foshes, right? That's the chur. He's not the one that said they were mixed together. I had a half of then a half of that. He said, but no, but that doesn't work. Because on the tzad that the bracha chorna of alagefen is mechuyev, even on less than a revius, you're mechuyev an alagefen. Once you become an Al-Geffen, you can't say Brenna Foshes. Right? So, but that's a scenario where he's talking about that they weren't mixed together. It's almost like mixed together. It's almost like you had a half of this, you had half of that. You had a little piece of cheese, you had a little piece of, a little bit of cracker. We're not discussing that you ate them together. We're not discussing the case. Discussing you ate them separately. We ate them together is a mitzarev that you should use the non Al-Geffen to make mitzarev to the Al-Geffen or not. So Mr. Burr doesn't weigh in on that case. So that's a different case, right? So that's what you know. What Yod is asking. That's a different case. But the case which we're dealing with over here, right? We have this in the Yain is part of Komani Mashka. So on the tzad that you're Mechuyev and Al Geffen, it's on the Yain for the Pasuk of Mikashir. So it's not sure you can say Brenda Foshes. So the other thing, there's no Brenda Foshes Bechlau. It's even worse. Right? So there's nothing to say. So Moshe says, in the first case Mr. Brewer discusses, where you had a kazai, you had a revius of Sheikher, what do you leave the person without a bracha chrono? So you say Brenda Foshes. Of out of the tough was chayv and a bracha chrono. And if you're not making a bracha chorna on the ikr, you should make a bracha chorna on the tofu. There's a din that the bracha chorna on the ikr pot, there's the bracha chorna on the tofu. But if you're not making a bracha chorna on the ikr, you should make a bracha chorna on the tofu. So what's the mission? He says it's he says the Mishnah Berurah suffix is not correct. He says it's incorrect what he's clearing.
You've already
mechuyev a bracha chorna on the tofu. You have a subject whether you can say, and the record on the tafel is brain of foshes. If you say alagef and you pat your key of brain of foshes on the tafel, but you're not saying alagef because you have a suffix, because you only had less than a revius of the yain. So you're not saying the record on the ikr. So you're left with a tafel which has a key of brachachrena. You're not saying a brachachrena. The record on the tafel is brain of foshes. Say brain of foshes. End the conversation. What would it be if you take a revius of yain? Then alagef and patters yachir brain of foshes. Right? The same way you're out the brain of yagof and patters the shahakol to start with, the alagef and patters the brain of foshes. You don't have alagef, it's the same brain of foshes. So what's the Mishnah Berurah suffix? Now the Mishnah Berurah is not learning that the tofu is not chayv and baruch hakorin. What's the suffix then? Right? He's not learning the tzad that said that the getter of ikra and tofel is that the tofel doesn't need a bracha chorna. So he has no suffix then. In my sense, it was a tofel. Whether, Mishnah Berurah's suffix isn't, you only have it in tofel when you have a shear. That wasn't a suffix. The suffix was, practically, I got a problem. But it's a tofel, so it's not chayv and a bracha chorna. It means Mishnah Berurah's masking tofel is chayv and a bracha chorna. That's why he has a suffix. Okay?
How did that fit with in the Hakhtama when he said that the Samachem said on bench when he eats? And the bread is a tofel, the rice is the kasvara.
Right.
Isn't that establishing that you wouldn't make a bracha on a tofel? Because how would the Darabanan override the Darabanan? How would you say a tofel there?
Okay, so that's a fair question. Let me hold that for a second. I just want to finish this thought. Okay, Mishnah Berurah is masking that the Tefillah needs a bracha kohen. Otherwise, he has no stuff. Yesh lod, like we said, we start the whole sugya. The pshat is that the ikur and Tefillah, the pshat is a Tefillah by being demoted to a status of a Tefillah, he has no chiyuv brachas. So what's your suffix? You drank the wine, that's the ikur. You drank the mashka, that's a Tefillah. So it's not chayav bracha kohen. End the conversation. Whether you make a bracha kohen, making a bracha kohen on the wine is irrelevant. Vice versa, Mishnah Berurah is masking that the pshat is about that the ikur needs a bracha and the Tefillah needs a bracha. The bracha and the ikur works for the Tefillah. So if you're not making a bracha on the Tefillah, so Ramesh is right. So if I say Mishnah Berurah learns that's not correct, because what is the bracha on the Tefillah? As much as a Tefillah is a Tefillah, so the kara of the bracha chorin is alagafin. It's not brain of fushes. Ramesh says you can't say alagafin because you don't have a shear. It's chayv and bracha kohen, and the bracha kohen is brain of fashas. It's a brain of fashas. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah is learning that when you eat the tefillah is a tefillah. The pshat is the appropriate bracha for it is the bracha on the ikur. So as much as it's a tefillah, the bracha is really alagefen. So good. So say an alagefen on your revius of beer. My sister says that you can't do. Right. So my shaila is, so if that's true that's Mishnah Berurah is learning, right? That's Mishnah Berurah is learning that the pshat is the same way. Reb Leib Malin says the pshat is the same way. Birchas Hayom Shavan. The pshat is the bracha on the apple number one goes to apple number two. The bracha on the apple goes on the peach. Because the bracha on the peach is a brei pi eitz. So when I eat an ikur and a tefillah, the bracha on the tefillah is the bracha, as much as the being eaten as a tefillah to the ikur, the appropriate bracha on the tefillah is the bracha of the ikur. So of course it patters. So who would do the bracha achrona? That's the bracha achrona. Is that a rai from the Mishnah Berurah to ikur and tefillah? Well, depends. Does Yain Pater come in the Mashkim? Is that a din Ikur and Tefillah? Or that's a totally different din? Right? Because it doesn't meet any of the criteria of the regular criteria of Ikur and Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not that there's a kviyas on it. It's Yain is so choshev that it's inappropriate to make other brachas when you're standing next to Yain. That's what Zal said, that's the right way to do it. Okay. Is that a din Ikur and Tefillah? It's similar to Ikur and Tefillah, but over there I understand Mishnah Berurah's got a suffix. You know what? If that's true in the Bracha Rishonah, so it's true in the Bracha Acharonah, it's inappropriate to say Brenda Foshes when you're standing next to an Alagafen, next to the Yayin. So I don't know what to do. But what made cases, a lot of Acharonim assume that they fell to this Mishnah Berurah to the Sugya of Ikur and Tefillah. I'm just pointing out that's not so partial.
If the wine is mixed together with other would that be a different
shiloh?
That's less of a
shiloh because that's regular ikur and tefillah. So now I have a new shiloh when you have an ikur and tefillah, and the ikur is pachas mikashir. Well, no. Now you have a new There is a shiloh which the dachrin handle. In the case you have an ikur and tefillah and each one is less kashir together, they create a shir. What bracha do you say bracha akhrin? The answer is yes. What bracha akhrin do you say? Right. So. They bring the tshuva from the Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh is a regular Ibsins. Name recognition. Tiv Gittin, you've seen this from Sefer? I'm Seth Gittin. Gittin. What? Tiv Gittin. Tiv Gittin. There's your regular Ibsins, It used to be, it's not so common anymore, I guess. The reason when I was younger, his swarm were all over the place because he left the Haftokha. When he was mishtal to print his swarim, he'll be mishtal to make sure he gets into Gan Eden. So every once in a while, a new publishing of a regular Ibsins swarim. It's worth a try, right? So he handles the case of the pas and maliach. If you had a katzig zayis of pas, a katzig zayis of maliach, says you bring kabbet of poshes. The pas is mitzaref. Even if you learn that not like this mugger of rum at the beginning of reish yud, but over here it's eating and this is awful. So it's brach is brain of poshes. So it'll be mitzaref to make a shear. But it wouldn't be mitzaref. Now that's because the ikur is a brain of poshes, right? Here the case is that the ikur is alagefen. You mix wine with another drink, so it's mamash ikur and tofel. So, but the problem is, if it's mistarif, the tofel is mistarif to the ikur. So l'chara that should be told in the mishabura in reish ches that we saw about how you mistarif to other foods to the maker shir palamichya, right? And he's going to say no, that's the mikra, then that's not true. Is that dafka ala michya? Because doesn't mishay michya? I don't love dafka. It should be ala gefen also. It should be the same thing. Over here it's more complicated because we're not even sure what the shear for the bachachrona is for ala gefen. On the side of the shear is a kazayas. You had a kazayas. You didn't have a revias. So really, what are you supposed to say?
Even when it's mixed together.
What are you supposed to say? You can't say ala gefen. You don't have a shear. You can't say benefoshes because maybe you're chayim ala gefen. That's the mishmeru. That's the mishmeru sofik. Okay. That the tovel should combine that you see from the dinner with the reish kesh. The shabur did not learn that the spices etc. which are clearly a tovel to the kamach are misarif to the shear for the kamach for the alamichya. And the minigar limits it's yes say on a kazayis of cake because we hold other things on mitzdar. But the pashas the shabur came out that's not true. Is that didn't afkan alamichya because the shem michya it felt the shem michya? Well, or not.
Right.
He means spice. He doesn't mean some. He means well, you put cinnamon in,
sugar,
oil, eggs. You know, you have a kazayis of cake. You need a kazayis of cake. There's not a kazayis of flour in there. Mishabur holds you need a kazayis of flour to make a bracha. You don't have a kazayis of flour in there. We said the water is mistarif because the water and the flour together creates the dough. The dough was the chiyah was on the dough, so the water is mistarif. The amount of water which is necessary to be able to make the dough. Everything else, the chor shouldn't be kudin, shouldn't be mitzvah. The Shabur says, the minigar limits we make on it, he's not sure why. Right.
So it's
good to
see minigar for wine.
We have the same suffix by pas, like you eat lezna shear for pas, and then you eat like meat or whatever, have the same suffix.
No, because the point of a rayayin, we have a shita which really this is a shear. So now I'm emachuyib and alagefet. But if a case where I ate less than kazayis of pas, and I ate a kazayis of meat, so I say benefoshes. You're not chayiv the bench, so you say benefoshes. Right? Mr. Brewer's masking to that. Okay, so then he brings the auger that the honey milikish is stern ikir of a chovit. I'm a stern ikir below chovit. So the case of the more mimal of a manal, right? The more says the case was that a person ate stern and he ate zayis. If he ate the zayis, because the stone is very sharp and he wants to eat the zayas to sort of soothe so that the zayas is being eaten as a tofel, so he makes a bracha on the stone, which is adama, and he patted the zayas, which is aids. Zok the auger, that's only the case where the stone is the ikir and the sun is also the chaviv. Oh, but the stone ikir below chaviv means the zayas is the chaviv. Mabarach al zayas, because mabarach al stone. For the brachas, zodav en lavkia habrachas kia gavna adkan. So, the Rambam brings this auger, and the Nerissa Kalim, the Magen Avraham is the Taz. They both jump on the Rambam, and the Mishabura comes out. Not like this. Then, so Rabbi Malin handles what's talking the sword of the auger. She says, "I said makes a lot of sense. If you learn like that, the getter of the bracha is the way Tovel works is that the Tovel gets the bracha of the ikur." Okay, so the bracha on the zayis, is adama. So you have two things with the same bracha. So you make a bracha on one, and you pass to the other. Because that's like you're eating you're eating an apple and a peach. You make a bracha on the apple, you pass to the peach. You make a bracha on the tznoin, you pass to the zayis. But the halacha is which two dwarves which are bircha same shavus, so one of them is a chaviv. What do you do? The halacha is that you go basa chaviv. So you have to make a bracha on the chaviv.
Zayis is only a hadam because it's tough to do.
I understand, but it's still chaviv. In other words, if they learn the lum, there's a reason why Iker and Tumble does, it doesn't take away the fear bracha on the tafel. But the reason why the Tumble is a pattern with the bracha of the Iker is because the tafel becomes like the same Shabbos. It's two things of the same minna. Okay.
You can't make a bracha on the tafel first.
What?
I thought you can't make a bracha on the tafel before you make a bracha on the Iker.
You cannot make the bracha on the tafel. Why? Because of bracha
and tzricha. You can't make a mezainis on the milk in your cereal. To make
a mezainis
on the Cheerios.
No, okay. Oh, wait a second. Okay, I'm getting there. Okay. Now, so she says. Now I have a problem of chavit. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz bring a rai keneged the auger. From the Moris Kash. The Moris says that Rabbi Yehuda said you go both in shiva. So more said, if Rebbe Yehuda told my case, Ikra and Tafel, doesn't hold the din of Ikra and Tafel? And what's the kasher? He holds the din of Ikra and Tafel. But the same way we hold Chaviv, you still make a brach on the Chaviv. Rebbe Yehuda holds Minshiv, you still make a brach on the Minshiv. So I'm asking the Ikra and Tafel. But I told you that it's Birchus Shem Shabbos, you make a brach on the Minshiv. So the Zayas is a Minshiv. So I hold Ikra and Tafel. The more said, if the case was a case of Ikra and Tafel, and the stone was the Ikra and the Zayas was the Tafel, how could Yehuda say you make a bracha on the Min Shiva? No, he holds Ikra. He tells only Ikra and Tafel. That's the worst kasha. Zok to Magen Avraham. What's the kasha? According to the Augur, the same way Lididan, we focus on because on Chaviv, Yehuda focuses on Min Shiva. So and you're telling me in a case where it's an Ikra and a Tafel, but the one of them is a Chaviv, you make a bracha on the Chaviv. Good. So he holds you make a bracha on the Minshiva. So it's Ikra and Tafel. How is that a steer within an Ikra and Tafel? Elamai, you see, in the Ikra and Tafel, Minshiva is out the window, and Chaviv is also out the window. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha.
Isn't there a Chaviv?
Yeah.
Minshiva, Chaviv, with Ikra and Tafel, I'm deciding that this is the Ikra and this is the Tafel, so I'm also, it's all telling on me.
No.
So
then,
keep going.
Then Chaviv, then. I'm saying that the chavav is not, the tafel is not the tafel, it's chavav. Min shiva has nothing to do with me, it's to do with an objective thing, so we're saying that it's a tafel then.
Yeah, so that's what Leigh Malin says. Leigh Malin says, he says a little bit different, almost the same connection, but he says, as much as you're telling me that it's b'chaseim shavim, means really it's functioning as adam, I mean, you're not looking at it as a min shiva. You're not looking at it as a zayis, which has a bracha ve'eitz, which is a min shiva. You're looking at it as another form of a radish. Okay, so it's not a min shiva. But it's still chaviv, right? Chaviv is a subjective thing. That the fact that I'm eating right now is incredible cannot take away the fact that it's chaviv, but it can take away the fact that it's not a min shiva. That's his words. But he predicates on this word that the getter of the way ikur path is tafel is because they come like birchus hayam shavim, and that's why it's shechet in the chaviv even in birchus hayam shavim. Now, so what does he add this word of ke gavna in lafkia brachus ke gavna? So what bracha would you say? So according to the thought process, you would say Adam. On your Zayas. Well, you mean the Chayim means you make two brachas. You make a bracha on the Snon because that's the Iker that deserves a bracha, and you make a bracha on the Zayas because Zayas is covered. We have a general rule: when you're eating two apples, you don't make a bracha on both of them. You're eating an apple and a peach, you don't make a bracha on both of them, right? Why not? Why don't you make a bracha on both of them? Because the frusha bracha is lo mevarchina. We've been saying that it's not the pshat the other one doesn't need a bracha. It's not the pshat is that there's not a lot you can make a bracha on each one of them. Right? If I look, you make a bracha on two things. Right? I don't know, but it makes sense. Each item that you're, especially if you learn the whole way, path is greater. It's not you're making a bracha on both. You're making a bracha on this one, and that one's agav greater. Ain't a min adin, Dr. Rashba, that the more kosher one, the less kosher one, Shapata, the more kosher one. So you make two brachas on the same bracha, according to the Rashba. Right? It means that Shaykh a case of making two brachas, even though it's the same bracha. That was the Rashba's dinner. You don't say greater from less kosher to more kosher. So Dr. Auger, I have over here a situation where one of them is Yikar, one of them is Chaviv. So I hold that situation, it's ain't a min adin, that the same bracha now. So By brought one, so one part is that one. Well, it's a swerve greater. Great. There's nothing greater when one's more chashuv, one's less chashuv. Which one's more chashuv? They're both more chashuv. So maybe you need two brachas. So maybe balance cheshbon and the.
How can you make the bracha of the ikker if you're making bracha on the tafel first? I thought that the only way the bracha of the ikker goes in the bracha of the tafel is when you're making bracha on the ikker. If you're here, you're gonna take the chavah first. After you use ikker v'tafel, you're taking the tafel first.
No, you make both. You make two brachas. You make bracha on both of them, according to.
But which bracha you make? You make the ikker bracha. The bracha of the ikker you make twice.
Right.
So you're using the concept of ikker v'tafel to give you which bracha.
I'm not saying it's not an ikker v'tafel, but it is an ikker v'tafel.
So then don't you have to use ikker first?
No.
You're allowed to use ikker v'tafel by starting with v'tafel?
Well, the same way the Truma Sedeshin says that in the case of eat the tofu first, the bracha is downgraded to the shahako. I mean, you call it ikra and tofu. You just say you can't eat the tofu without making a bracha.
But here we're not making
hadama,
and hadama
b'diavad
works on that.
Well, I don't mean all that. I'm saying the same way. Is everybody saying Yeshua's question? Everybody with me on Yeshua's question? Yeshua's question is. So the Cheshire was saying the augur is like this. They're saying that the Rosh was said this idea that when you make a bracha on something less chashuv, it doesn't pass to the more chashuv. So I make a bracha on an apple, who ate, I should have made a bracha on the zayas, and I made a bracha on the apple. But when I come to the zayas, I have to make a bracha. I say ate twice. I knew about it. Right? Somebody had das to cover it. Right? So normally that works. But yeah, it was inappropriate. You should have made a bracha on the shiva. You're a bad boy, but burn a Gehenna, but the must your bracha works, right? Right? So, but in case there but I sit down at the regular meal and I make an eights and I don't have to ask how many apples I'm eating, etc., but whatever, it works. It doesn't work for the zayas. Because that's just a swerve of gray. It's not because you have kavanah b'feresh, it's because a swerve of gray doesn't make sense in that case. Now, the auger is more than that, because over here you know you're planning to have both. But that you said. That it's shy to make two brachas of the same brachas during the same meal, even though that's normally you don't do that, exists such a concept. We very practical din, that din. If a person sits down at the beginning of the meal and he makes a mazonos on his pasta, and he has cake at the end of the meal, so the Shulchan Aruch says you need a new mazonos, because Maaseh Gedera is not as kosher as Pasuk Mekistin, so it can't pass through Grorin. If you knew you planted that cake, or you told me that's the Balas Abayas, or the Balabayas, he was planning to serve cake. But why don't we have some cake? So, the derech is to bring in other foods, so you didn't have a fair das, you need to do mazonos at the end of the meal, according to the Rashba. You made mazonos already. Yeah, but I didn't have to finish das for it. So Ogur is taking a step right. He's saying that over here, the pshat is it's together b'chaseim shovel. So b'chaseim shovel, the bracha of one works for the other. But so the bracha of the ikur should work for the tofel. He says, no, but in that situation, one of them is chaviv. So you go b'sar chaviv. Now, but you also go b'sar ikur. So fine, so each one is chayv his own bracha. Normally we have a rule in Fusha Brachas Loma Brachin, and that's not true. We do see cases where you're going to make multiple brachas of the same bracha on the same items. So you're making the same, but you might say you're calling it Brachas Eim Shavim. It means it's brachas now a Dhamma. Because it's a Tafel. So it's a Tafel, so it's only because you have the Ikra first, it becomes a Tafel. So that's what I'm saying. No, you see from the Trumas Adesh and that Svora that it's shame Tafel the Shayach even before you eat it. What your intent is, Ikra and Tafel was still true. So Horaya, the Shema Sadeshin says, when you eat the tofu first, so why do you have to take a bracha? Because you didn't make a bracha on the eager yet. You didn't pater anything yet. But the bracha is a shahako. Why? Because it's a tofu. Really, it's a tofu. You didn't eat the eager yet.
Why isn't that exactly? You should make a shahako on the
Well, according to the augur, the auger is true whether you eat the zayas first or second, Pashas. He holds that you're going to make, even if you eat the stone first, the bracha on the stone doesn't patter the zayas because the zayas is covered.
So you'll make two adamas.
Right.
But if you're eating the zayas first, how can you make adamas on the zayas?
So I don't know whether the auger agrees to the Trumas Hadeshin. The Ogre learns that the Pshat is, the Magen Rambam learns up that the din of the Trumas Hadesh is only true in the case where the Iker was a bracha of a Shehakel. That's why the Tavel becomes a Shehakel also. He doesn't learn the Pashim Pshat in the Trumas Hadesh is saying that a Tavel is a Tavel, it's so insignificant, it's a Shehakel. Yeah, you got to make a bracha, but it, because also the Hadesh is a bracha, but Shehakel works for that, but it doesn't have a Cheshiva Shalatzma. The way Leimel is learning the Ogre, he's learning in Taikin has a Cheshivas of a bracha. The bracha is the bracha of the Iker. So, that would be like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that din of the Trumas Hadesh, when you eat the Tuffle first, you make a Shehakel. It's talking about a scenario where the bracha and the Iker was a Shehakel. So, therefore, you make a Shehakel. So, I'm eating meat and I'm eating some fruit as a Tuffle to it. I eat the fruit first. So, you make a Shehakel on the fruit, not a eitz. Because the Iker is a Shehakel. But the case where the Iker was Adama, so you don't make a Shehakel, he also that you make a hate. But I'm not going to run. So the Ogre would hold the card, you make Adama, so it's interesting. It has, okay. But it's a fascinating way to understand whether you accept it in every single prat, that the Lom, the Savada, the Tavel, is Chayav in a Bracha. Right? So, and the bracha of the Iker works for the tuffle because since it's being eaten as a tuffle to the Iker, it becomes me'ain the Iker, and the bracha of the Iker, the tuffle is now that bracha, as long as you're eating it as a tuffle. When at some point where you stop eating it as a tuffle, right? So what happens then? So you say, excuse me, you need a bracha. What do you mean you need a bracha? I made a bracha already. You made a bracha. It's called as a tuffle. That's its bracha. So you made that bracha. The bracha niker and the tuffle are the same. You made a bracha. Once you stop eating as a tuffle, it comes into its own. It says, excuse me, you didn't make my bracha. So you have to make a bracha on it.
In this case, because it was a hadama, would it then...
Could be. That I don't know. I'm not sure.
Very quantum. Obviously, last week, the cousin is saying that if you have cereal with milk, and the Yitzhi Mizanus and the cereal with pot of milk, the milk would be looked at as like an extension of Mizanus in the cereal. But then later you want to have the milk by itself.
Right.
If I had the milk first and I said a bracha on that before I had the cereal because it was more chavuk to me then.
So then you have no problem. You said a bracha on the milk.
So
right.
Even if I have it later by itself.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
So you make a bracha on the cereal?
No. You make a bracha on the cereal. The question is later on. Instead of, you were there, you were Thursday?
Yeah.
So at the end, we said that case over there, according to the Chazanish. The Chazanish doesn't mean. If the end of the meal you decide to have some milk, just l'shem the milk, that the bracha mazonos works for the milk. The milk remaining in the bowl, it's a lot of milk. So when you know I'm thirsty, let's drink the milk. So I say, no bracha, I said mazonos already on the milk. The bracha is mazonos. The bracha is mazonos on the milk. Calls man, the milk is functioning as a tuffel to the mazonos. Then it's bracha mazonos. But now that it's no longer tuffel to the milk, tuffel to the mazonos, so I'm drinking milk and I make a bracha on it. Right. Yeah, the chayotim, but the average yurtsim was earnest with all foods, okay? That passion wouldn't work over here, so you may have to make a shahakal. Right, so avoid that situation. The eitzah is to make a shahakal on the milk, have some of the milk separate beforehand, and avoid the shahakal. Kazrim Zadashin, a resolicious yain, rekash alishis alib the rekona, mavin lo maichel shemamtik of shesia. Cherries. And you eat them. The way you did it was you would have them the sweet flavor in your mouth, and you would drink the bitter beer. It went down okay because you already had the sweetness beforehand. So it wasn't the order of bitter and then sweet. The order was sweet and then bitter. That's how you did it. Commercial work called Girina Hersilun, Al Mavarakalayim Shako, Ha'ovehen boyin rak lamate kishasiyah. So the Truma Sadesh, it sounds like you make a bracha. He doesn't say that you change the bracha. It sounds like you make the regular bracha on whatever you're eating beforehand to be able to have the wine. So it's mezonos, you make a mezonos. He says, no. Here I have, there's a ruah saying that the merachah is a ruah, that the bracha is shahakol. The case of the Truma Sadesh, and also the Truma Sadesh is bringing that in Svar he would have said you make the Iker Bracha, but you see there's a Ruah, Merach was a Ruah. There's a Ruah. Was Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna? He was at one of Bali Atos. His son was Reb Chaim, and they both wrote Shuvas or Zeruah. So we called the Shuvas Reb Chaim and Merach or Zeruah to differentiate between the two. They were in Vienna. So he says the Maisa that the bracha achron, the bracha you're gonna make a bracha Rishonah because you can't be in Hannibal la bracha, but the bracha, it'll be a shahakol because it's functioning as a tafel. Right. Which the Dark Immersion disagrees with. It's a fascinating Beis Yosef. Lachari, he's learning that the lumdus of the that they're saying that it changes the shahakol is because it's a qualitative katsishir. So the same way the Rosh says, because of a quantitative chatzishir, you don't change the bracha. So then for a qualitative chatzishir, you don't change the bracha. Right? And the Chari that and the Dark Moshe says, when he talks about the word of Elu, ki lama lo yitishtana brechasit me'achar shu tafel adabar achar. When he cried, no, me'o yisit dabar shu tivarach alab ki brechasit arilai. Sarach levarach shol yehenim yalam zebulai bracha. So we discussed this way back when the beginning of the Limud, and Yeshua gave a chibur about it, that it could be the Bircha Shehakol is different than all the other brachas. All the other brachas are there to be in Mahal Kadosh Baruch Hu for this item. And Bircha Shehakol is just to address the problem of being the Hannibal or Bracha. So it's a different type of bracha than everything else. All the brachas are specifically coming to be Mahal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Yilulam Hashem, not me to raise them, it's a Sachta Ba'alma, the getter of bring a bracha is Yimahal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bershom made a Priya Eitz, he made Priya Adama, etc. Shehakol is, Bershom, thank you for giving food, giving sustenance. So something which is being eaten is a tofel, Dr. Rambam. You're not eating it else it's own usage. So there's no chiyuv to Yimahal Kadosh Baruch Hu for this item. Because it's not else, wow, the Bershom made Priya Eitz, I'm so excited. It's because it's something which is it loses its chashivas of priyates. Shachla you have to make because you can't be Hannibal as a bracha. So there's no shachas to that din of the rush over there, where the rush is discussing that that shouldn't there be a shear in the bracha based on the shear. So call no shachas.
Based upon this, if I'm making a shachal on these chairs that actually have the beer.
It's hard to say you make two shahakals because the mice of the ikker is a shahakal and you intended to have it. So like the Rashba says that you can't use the bracha. And the less chashav, the more chashav, once you have das. If you have das, you have das. Right? Over here, I have das. Right. And the kiddush again, the Magen Rambam learns that this whole din of that the Zeruah is a common case where the bracha of the ikur was a shahakol. So therefore, the bracha of the tafel becomes a shahakol. In the case of the bracha of the ikur was something else, you don't lose your own bracha because of that. But that's what Magen Rambam learns. this din, the parsha of the Tassos, the Tassos learned that the din of the Chumashadashin, Ramah, is always, it's always downgraded to the Shahakal. Whatever the bracha of the Iker is, it's irrelevant. So if it's a scenario where you make a Shahakal on the Tafel, because you had it first, and then you make a Ha'etz on the Iker. Okay. Then he said where he brought the cowboy that Merkachas Shemanichim Ala Merkikim Dakin Ois Merkikim Havit Tveil and Merkachas Adover Yidur Shein Boyin Shem Lechol Lechem Ois Merkikim Enim Boyim Ela the Davik and Merkachas Aleim Kadeshli Yitam For Yadayim Bet Dabash. So you're using your biscuits, your crackers, the Hechatim Sabalma to hold the Merkachas on top of it. So you make a bracha, habla a bracha tveila, a bracha of merkachas poitra. So we saw this din in Kufsa Mechaz. That in a case where it's you have no intent for the merkach for the biscuit, so the bracha you make a bracha on the ikur and the ikur, which is the stuff on top, and that's it. So that was the psak we said in a case that we have an ice cream cone, which is not flavorful. So you make a bracha on ice cream. You're not really interested in eating the ice cream cone. The ice cream is hechel timsa ba'alma to hold the ice cream. So you make a bracha shahakel on the ice cream, and that part is the cone. In a case where it's flavorful, so then it's no longer true. Whatever you do with it, you just eating it just to hold it because it's flavorful. So then you talk to bracha. Then you need to make a bracha on the mazonos. Now the question is now, once you're thinking of making mazonis, does the mazonis become the ikur or not? So Dr. Bershon said no. In the case that they weren't baked together or cooked together, that's that Mishnah Berurah there. If they're bets in two different things, so avada the ikur is the ikur, it's chayav in its own bracha. The mazonis, because once it's flavorful, you want it for itself as well, it also needs a bracha. So you make two brachas. If by you taka the mazonis is really the ikur, then fine, you'll make one bracha. In case it's baked together and you want both, even though the filling is the ikur, is baked together, and you want both because both of them have flavor. Then you have to make a mazonos. So I do want to talk about that Mishnah Berurah more because it's fascinating. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any makaris for that din. It's just pashut, right? How does he know there's a difference between if it's baked and cooked together or not? And that, you know, that obviously has turned the snuff communities.
Is it put down in a soup like this then? But then it's a soup of
music. Oh, let's do one second. Ramela Him Iker says the case the cousin of the Medina says the Nasim Kachas al Dushanim, Shatayim al Dushanim at Lamaichel Ba'atzmon. He brings down this din. He says, but over here where the crackers they themselves are flavorful. They have honey in them. Can come also gam shilam achilas dushanim. The mele hema yikir. You make a mazonis. Who posh the davka shabesa fia nefem biyachad. But if you didn't cook a biyachad, you made the dushanim levad and you put the merkachas on top of them. And an asim merkachas tveil lehem. Shkemen also lechol shneim. Ben merkachas boim lelapis of dushanim. Tzarech leborak gam le merkachas. It's the poshut. He doesn't make any source for it. Right? And it's like, wow. So we'll talk about that as Hashem on Tuesday. What are you saying, Yeshua?
Croutons in a soup. Is that from the Makakas, or that's from the... we wouldn't say Kosheish, or maybe we would say
Kosheish, but... So, by croutons in the soup, so it's interesting because... Mice, they add flavor. It's not just like it's not just a hechatim sabahoma. Over there, the case of the kach is mamish. It's mamish functioning, just as it's a kli. That's kiddush. So we have a scenario of mazonos, which is just functioning as a kli. But over here by the croutons, they have their own bracha, but croutons and soup really would be two brachas because that Mishnah Berurah swore up still applies. They weren't made together.
If it's a kli, that's not official.
Yeah. So even
on Shabbos, we might tell you not to do it.
Right. I'm saying even if they're cooked together, I'm not sure that's what he means. It's never over there. You prepared it. The recipe made it as one. It becomes one. So really, it gets one bracha. And since you want the mezonos, so maybe the bracha is on the mezonos. Over here, clearly, it's two different things. There's the soup and there's a crouton. Now, if you like load in the croutons, so like you know, you're clearly by you the ikur is the croutons. You just make a mezonos. In case you put the normal amount of croutons, really you should make a bracha on the soup and a bracha on the croutons. That's that mishaburu. Salads become interesting according to that. Right, croutons in the salad, which are not the mini croutons, but the regular croutons. Right, they're made out of bread. Uh-huh. Right. So you want their flavor, it's called sheyesh bo, right? But it's clearly a tuffle to the salad.
You call them a mishamish?
See, the salad there's mamash a mishamish, right?
So the mucker is the mishnah amdalet.
Right.
Even though it's a different type of mishamish.
Yeah, right.
So, and the same thing with like a mezonos crumb on top of a ice cream or on top of something.
Right, correct.
We call it a mishamish. So why don't we call the croutons a mishamish?
It's hard to say that, you know, again, I think most people, their kavanas for the croutons is. So it's a gay of schnitzel, the gay of fried fish. That's all that shiloh, you know, if you have a thin layer, all the poskim say you make a shahakal. If it's a thick layer, life gets very complicated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't just like the Russian of the. I think it's Taz that either even the seek is from it for the Kreef. It's really it's anything that it's going with.
So, yes and no. See? So, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you can eat A and then B and call it a Mishamish. That needs a case in which it's just there to address the Kreefers or the Masikas, etc. If you're eating it together, it's Shach Hashem Mishamish and something, which even though it has its own flavor, there's element of flavor to it, but it's clearly there just to facilitate something else. So the Mishnah Berurah that's called a Mishamish also. That's Taka, not the case of the. That's like the case of a Nigrin and those type of things. Yeah, it's not. You don't want to call for the Mishnah for that case. But the din will be main the din of the Mishnah. Yeah. But the Makor, you don't want to call for the Mishnah for that.